You're listening to the show about traveling weirdos and being the first Google search result for something. Thanks, Mark Jessen. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh, well, if Rafina gets a key, I want a key.
I think that's fair.
Look.
Do you have a system?
I'll put it right next to the other key, the one that opened the book.
Do you have that key?
I think I got it back at some point. I think I got it back
from
Rafina.
You gave it to me and you didn't want it anymore, I'm pretty sure.
You have it?
I have it.
Okay, with an update.
Will pulls out the other key.
Oh, well, I promise that if you gave me that key and another key, I would not misplace either of them.
He did say he messed around with that key like every day and it had like different teeth. So it seemed like something he kept track of.
Every day I had it. Every day.
Don't drop this in a gutter or anything.
If we could keep them in the river bank of the Bear Toggle River.
Rafina, why are you complicating an already difficult situation? Can I just ask you guys, is this like a normal thing for you guys?
We've never learned how to function properly. It's true.
How long have you all known each other?
An hour?
Yeah, know. Maybe.
A few weeks.
Wow.
A little more than a month.
Well, I guess that actually sort of tracks, I guess. Yeah.
Have we introduced ourselves to you yet? I can't remember.
Me neither.
It rubs off, sorry.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll take those two keys. I'll put them on my keychain.
Hey, you gave me this one. I want it.
Well, you want? Okay, then it's a trade. You can keep the one that opened the book, and I'll take one of the angler keys.
All right.
Well, I have one in my sock.
I'm going to put this one right next to Tanya's lucky coin.
That actually really convinces, like, it has been clear how important Tanya is, so Will is satisfied with that.
Okay. Despite the belch.
Yeah.
That's impressive that even right adjacent to a burp was something that satisfied Will. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
I want to know what Bathwack looks like. Is he holding out his hand for a key?
No.
He's very happy because he's no longer.
You know what, Will?
It's
good.
Answer.
I mean, I think you're in less danger now, and the keys are shared out. So I feel better about it. You can hold on to my key.
Will takes the other key and puts it on the bar and walks away from it.
And we forget about it. We leave it there. We lock the hotel room. We check out.
He does it pointedly forever. So Bathwack sees, but maybe we do check out. Oh, well.
Oh, you know what? I doubt that this whole interaction could have happened if we hadn't had that facilitated dialogue.
Agreed.
In the beer garden earlier.
Agreed.
I think this is progress, especially for people who've only known each other for a few weeks.
And for people who are only going to know each other for the next 21 and a half hours.
Time for a nap.
All right. Well, if Will's just abandoning the key there, I'll pick it up. Put it back around my neck.
You all feel the weight of a key.
Wow.
Rudy. Did I just say Rudy? I didn't mean that. I actually didn't. That's not supposed to be some kind of...
Oh, okay.
If it was some kind of like hint or Freudian slip, it's completely misplaced. But Roscoe will go into the room and he will... You hear him mutter to himself, "Wow, is it, Rudy?"
Sure.
Yeah, I will hear it because I would be going to my room probably too, just to at least spend some time chilling out by myself.
I fall asleep.
No, you don't.
I don't, but...
Wait, yeah, you guys can't sleep, right?
Right. Will's just going to his small room to be alone for a little
while. If Roscoe falls asleep... Oh, wait.
We're going to leave him home alone? Roscoe!
No, wait a minute. That's funny. Does Roscoe... Eric.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to whisper something to me?
No, I'll just let you look.
Oh, fuck me. What?
What?
I know that there was a thing. Eric, I can't find what it is you want me to find.
You don't really sleep.
Uh-oh.
Roscoe doesn't sleep?
Not really.
Very, like, he doesn't sleep very well?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, severely, like, to the point where one might say that he doesn't.
This was a thing. This was
This is an always thing.
Wait, all the time? This was before too?
I think that's what they're saying, yeah. Right?
Ooh. Maybe.
Well, ooh. Roscoe needs to rest.
Yeah.
As far as Roscoe's concerned, whatever he does to rest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Constitutes sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So he's going to go sleep. And if he. I'm just imagining, like, you all, like, missing sleep so much that you just, like, sneak in and huddle around Roscoe and watch him sleep. And you're all like,
remember that? Oh, the baby.
It's them, like, Rafina warming makes... their hands over your body. Over
the warmth of the sleep.
Rafina makes her own snoring noises because the vibration of the snoring just helps me feel like I'm asleep.
Uh-huh.
It's very comforting.
I pictured like throat singing.
I can't do it.
You're gonna keep trying though.
I am. I know the theory behind it. You make an E with your mouth and an O with your lips.
I did it.
Well, so mechanically, do we get a long rest?
Well, it depends.
No. Or do we? I thought we might get interrupted.
We don't know if we are confirmed resting yet because it's, I guess, the early morning, still the morning. But have we been up all night?
We actually slept last night, right?
Well,
no, we couldn't have.
Rested.
I know, but.
Yes, you did.
It was like so long ago.
But we had a fight. We had a fight.
Yeah, we had lots of stuff go on.
So, yeah, you're in a place. So, theoretically, you could rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the next day.
Can I, are you saying if we want to do something, can we? I have just a small thing. I don't want to go anywhere unless somebody else has some other thing they want to do. But I just want to, can I check my leg? Because I feel like I haven't gotten the chance to actually, like, look at what the hell is going on with my leg.
Sure. You look at your leg, and yeah, that chunk of your ankle is not visible.
Oh, okay. But my foot is there.
This while we're all resting?
My foot is there.
Yeah, he went to
his room. Will's in his room.
We're not paying attention to you.
I don't want to, like, sleep until the next day. I just want to take a little nap.
I know. Yeah. It sucks that we have... it's literally about the sun, I'm pretty sure. So, I don't know. Eric either is planning to interrupt it or he's just going to let us do it.
Well, that's how long rests work mechanically, even when you can sleep. You can't take, like, multiple long rests within a certain period.
Yeah, that's right. I remember arguing with that back in, like, third edition or something. I was like, that's so stupid. You could sleep all day and do stuff at night. Like, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, you can't benefit from more than one long rest in a 24-hour period.
That's frustrating because now that we don't sleep, we don't have, like, a natural...
Mm. It sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, Roscoe has not long rested in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
So.
Oh, geez.
Well, the way you've worked is it's always been like you kind of just feel recharged when the day starts.
Recharged, but I was in a fight, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
I was in a fight. I want to take a nap.
Well, you can, but you won't get the benefits of a long rest.
All right, but I can roll a hit. I can roll hit dice.
You take short rest. Totally, absolutely. You've definitely short rested at this point. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that now.
We don't get spell slots from this, right?
No. Just
recover hit points.
Mm-hmm. We recover hit points.
Yeah.
You can spend. I don't think you've ever done this.
Yep, I want to do it.
You can spend hit dice.
Okay.
And at the end of a long rest, you get back half of your total hit dice.
Okay.
And you add your con mod to each of your rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're shit. Not. It's already added, isn't it?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah,
it probably
is.
It's already there.
Makes sense.
I can keep rolling up to 11.
Correct.
I can turn it up to 11.
Yeah, so I rolled 5 times. I think 1.
Really shittily, too.
4 times.
Oh, you have D4s, too. That sucks.
I've already gotten to my max.
So I'm going to go down from 11 hit dice to 7.
I only used the first 2 because that was my max.
That's fine.
I love the hit dice is on my D&D character sheet is right next to flaws, and Roscoe's flaw is still is Roscoe.
That's so amazing.
It's the laziest D&D Ross. Character ever.
Okay.
Well, Roscoe's he feels so rested. And recharged.
Oh wait, so the pool doesn't hit point pool doesn't recharge.
Not until
wait, this hotel has a pool? Let's take a dip.
Nothing more relaxing than an indoor public hotel pool. With the smell of chlorine barely covers up the smell of feet.
And when it's heated, you can smell the bacteria growing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's going on? You're murmuring over here.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
Do people want their spell slots back, or what's the status of people?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Let's make this in character.
No,
whoever's
please,
around.
That's not.
All right, I'm going to go up to each and every one of you. What are we doing? Roscoe had this great idea to organize a discussion with 3 questions we want answered. You all said, fuck that, and just started rambling on.
We did it. We did it. We got through one question. The question was, where are the keys? Do we have all the keys?
Right.
And the answer is yes, we happen to apparently have 4 keys, and now they're all split among the 4 of us.
Right.
So now we got 2 more questions to go.
Oh, so we're still in that structure.
We want to go to the gate of the dam and open up the doors with the 4 keys before we lose the keys.
Rafina, that's not a question.
8 doors?
Plural?
Rafina, I think you're right, but I hate it. So what else do we have to do? Because is there anything else before we go under an entire lake?
We solved Bathwack, and we solved Roscoe's Tanya, but now
solved.
Did we solve
it? You learned about her. I'm still perpetually, eternally heartbroken about the situation.
It's solved.
Okay. How about this? I know the local university's been having some issues. Have you guys helped them yet?
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's so nice that there's a new guy who remembers what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they said that they wanted us to take care of the sooty gang, which I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, Jack.
But the other thing is we were supposed to do stripping classes and stuff, but Gwen isn't here anymore, so...
I don't strip.
Well, we should at least go tell them that we took care of the sooty gang so we can get some kind of award.
Yeah, maybe we'll get the key.
Guys, yeah, see...
Honorary diploma.
I took the key. We don't need to go... He might be a little upset about that.
Yeah, you and Bathwack fleeced the guy.
Yes,
we did.
Well,
let's go back after we've used the key and explain. Maybe we can return the key.
I'll just return it. He won't even know it was... He'll think it was himself. Like,
okay.
I'll put it in a place where he thinks he dropped it. Or never return it, because it won't matter. Whatever.
What is return the key to Bear Toggle University? There. Now we have 3 questions.
All right. Well, it legitimately seems to me that we should just go to the dam now.
Yay! Rafina had a plan!
Like, what else is there for to do? I mean, unless if it's not time sensitive, we could just hang out for the day and then go to sleep tonight. And for those of you who are magic, you could get your spell slots back or however.
Feel like this kind of world, you need to spell out every minute that you experience in at least 2 or 3 minutes per minute. And for us to spend that kind of time doing nothing just to get to tomorrow, that seems a little suspect to me.
I thought we were already at tomorrow.
It worked so well when Roscoe said, I think we should eventfully move to the hotel. And we did. Wait, uneventfully. Did I say eventfully? Uneventfully moved to the hotel. And it happened. It was like magic. Roscoe, do that again. Say, have an uneventful, fun day and go to sleep.
Yeah, okay. At night. Let's just have an uneventful... And he steps to the side as... Bathwack fires Eldritch Blast.
No, sorry.
We clicked it in the roll 20.
It was a mistake.
All of a sudden, I thought Adam was the DM.
Problem not solved.
I felt this weight just rise off of me.
Oh my god, amazing.
Okay, so you did not cast Eldritch
Blast. No. I was actually trying to. I'm trying to reset Bathwack.
Yeah, can you cast Eldritch? Can you?
But I doubt it.
Wow.
I doubt it.
He was trying to fix his...
I mean, I haven't tried. Yeah. I might try sometime, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Does just a little poof of smoke come out of your finger when that happens? Like...
Well, maybe we should help that lady find her kid. Maybe we draw a picture at least. Put up some missing posters. Shimi, can you draw?
Will, had you forgotten about that? How could you forget about Will?
I didn't forget. I just don't think it's our business.
Yeah, no, okay. Let's just go find the hotel artist. You know how hotels have people where you can go and like describe to them like this, like a person, and they'll draw you the person? Every hotel
but they're
has
like
one.
All exaggerated, the head's real big. It's like a concierge?
But
is
guys,
that what it is?
Do we even know what he looks like? We don't even know what the kid really looks like. We just know that he has like dirty blonde hair or something like that.
No. the artist at this hotel is like the best one in Bear Toggle. So I bet if we just went to him and described the mother's
any
grief,
child? At all? No, it's just a random child.
Describe the mother's grief.
Oh, okay.
I bet he could tap into it.
Oh, do you actually mean the hotel con artist? Because we've already met the hotel con artist who pretended that he was Ricardo. No. He pretended he was Ricardo. He was really great. We wanted to bring him with us.
No, if you're talking about who I think you're talking about, he's a regular character around these parts. He likes to pretend that he's someone else entirely.
Yes!
Named Ricardo Odysseus. That's very distinct.
Yeah, that sounds totally different.
Let's go see him.
You seem crazed and confused, Rafina.
I'm feeling great after my nap. This is my normal self after my nap.
So I'm a little confused. What are we doing? Are we going after this goose egg hunt chase of a little boy missing? Or are we fast-forwarding arrest?
Wait, Shimi, hear us, Eric? What is happening?
Welcome to the conversation, Shimi. We're literally deciding that right now.
Yeah, I know. Okay? I'm saying decide.
All right. Guys, we need to vote him out soon.
Well, I ain't being probst. Nobody's probsting me.
You can't. Eric, he can't hear this. Roscoe is...
sotto voce.
Yes, that.
We've just got to get one of those sliding door noises, and it'll be fine.
Okay, but over the table, for real. Do we think that we need spell slots recovered before doing whatever is going to happen?
I really feel like it's going to be a big deal.
I feel like it's got to be, right?
And KT already
unless Will is going to protect me.
I thought we slept. I thought it was the next day. I thought we had decided on that. I'm gonna have to remember. It was like this one was gone. These are all gone.
No, yeah. I think that's perfect. I think that makes the decision for us. I say that probably there's nothing time sensitive that is going to happen in the world.
Well, there is a clockwork man that set fire to part of the city too. There's a, if we're talking about these yeah. things, says Will, there's a clockwork man that set fire to part of the city. We haven't heard anything about that.
I heard a rumor that under Morrow's Inn that there was some sort of brain creature.
A rumor? Yeah, it was there. It was disgusting. It was there? Yes.
It was real?
Yes.
I don't know. I've heard of a clockwork orange, but a clockwork man.
Oh,
it's a clockwork
at which
orange.
Point I show you what's in my backpack.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit!
Yeah,
look at his cock.
Clock.
Is it on the other side?
Are you saying like caulk?
The crank. Where's the crank?
There's no crank. This one's there Captain Clockface.
No, we didn't crank this guy. Yeah.
But there was talk about installing a crank.
Well, there is a crank on another guy. That other clockwork guy is running around the city with a crank somewhere out of his ass. Fuck. And yeah.
Has that happened in the podcast yet?
No.
No.
He was dropped off to be fitted with a crank.
Yeah, we haven't really started a sport.
Then that is... I think I have a good excuse.
Yes, you don't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
So Will says it out loud. He says there's a clockwork man setting fire to the city at least once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not this one, though. And I pat my backpack.
Does Captain Clockface does not have a cock?
No.
No.
Okay. So what is this in Bathwack's bag?
This is...
He pulls out what he did see, which is like, what is this? What is this bathwag? It looks a lot like it looks very phallic. What is this?
Wait, what?
Hey, Alex, it's called improv.
Wait, now I'm trying to figure out what you pulled out of my bag.
Yep. Exactly. You have to answer.
You've got so many options in the great world of D&D. Mm-hmm. Could it be a piton? If that's how you pronounce it, which I've never learned.
It's a floppy fish taco.
That was from before you met me.
Oh, that stinks. Throw it away.
Oh. It was like 6 hours ago.
If Roscoe pulled out a floppy fish taco, he's going to eat it.
Oh, no, Roscoe. That's like... a week old.
I like the image of like Roscoe like moving it toward his mouth like a dog would, and everyone like trying to grab it out of his mouth, and it's like going into his mouth, and everyone's like reaching in like no.
Yeah. Ew.
No, Shimi's probably right. We need to decide what's going on here. Okay, no, we need to sleep so that we all have recovered spell slots, like Will.
I'm pretty worn out.
Yeah.
So for the rest of the day, look, I'll go describe the mother's grief to the hotel artist. That way, look, sometimes with these kind of like side quests that we get, we can just kind of just pass the buck, just kind of like set in mode. Like if we want to make progress on these things, you just do one thing. And then just, you know, hope that it gets resolved by, like, somebody else, you know?
Mm, sounds great to me.
Allegation.
So that is something that Roscoe does with his day. He finds the hotel artist, mm-hmm. and whatever picture that the artist makes, Roscoe, how much does it
cost? How does this look?
Well, can you make his eyes look a bit more like...
haunted?
Haunted, like, oh, mm-hmm.
I was thinking
unhappy.
That.
I'm unhappy with my ugly mother.
Yes,
I'm gonna fake my death in the next big stairwell collapse that happens.
I could do that. He adds like 3 lines there.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's perfect. I've never seen him before, but this looks like probably him. Mm-hmm. So, how much for like 10 copies of this? Like, if you do that 9 more times.
Oh, well, so 10 silver, so 1 gold.
Really? Yep. Okay, well then, okay. How long would it take you to do, like, 50 copies?
This times 50?
How long was this just now?
Oh, it was like 10 minutes.
Okay. Hell yeah, you know. Fine. I'll pay you 5 gold to sit here for the next...
Oh my God.
6 hours. And just draw a bunch of these. And then when you're done, I'm going to take them and I'm going to hang them up throughout the city.
Oh, I'm very busy, but I will take your business. He is clearly lying.
I think this voice is my favorite of all of Eric's NPCs. Okay. I love this artist voice.
Pretty great.
I just love it.
So I just spent...
5 gold.
5 gold. Easy, easy.
Okay. So that's what he's working on. This is like the opposite of fast-forwarding. Is anybody else doing anything?
No, we're uneventfully passing the time.
Sharpening my sword.
I look
Rufina is back.
Rufina my armor.
Rufina's doing needlepoint.
Making some playing cards.
I've you have stopped like drawing 700 playing cards by now.
No. It takes him a long time.
Very methodical.
It's like, imagine, you know, he's like holding the pencil this way, right?
In his fist, everybody.
Yeah, in his fist, yeah. But you know, he wants them to look good. He stopped drawing weapons in their hands, though, if anyone looks.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
So what I miss, is it the next day?
I think we're getting to the next day. Now I can reset my spells.
Yeah.
Sure. Now I can too. Here we go.
You people with spells.
I can reset my flaws.
Is Roscoe. That's what Bathwax sheet says.
Oh no, mine says majestic boringness.
It does. It says majestic boringness.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I love it.
So.
Jimmy,
is that stop rooster okay?
No.
So it's the next day. What's the plan? What's the plan, guys?
Oh my
God. All right, let's synchronize mustard stains.
3, 2, 1.
Dijon. Yeah. Honey,
spicy brown.
Yellow.
Anybody who wants some, like, yeah, Roscoe has provided mustard to put on your wrists.
No.
Won't that just wash off once you go in the water?
What? Not if you blow on it hard enough. Who wants mustard on their wrist to help keep time?
Will, sure.
Will doesn't want, what? Bathwack, you want some?
Sure.
All right, here you go.
That's enough. Stop. When?
And it's
when?
Not a squeeze bottle, by the way. Those don't exist.
I'm just making that sound.
It's a jar.
It's a jar.
It's gotta be a jar.
That's amazing.
Rufina?
Okay. More! Oh, that was delicious.
What about me?
Shamey, want some?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you some, but before I do, you have to promise to run all future thefts by Will Foist. Aww.
No mustard.
Shamey, that's all right. I'm actually fine with that, except for the fact that you got to keep it. We gotta pick an amount where you have to stay below. Shamey, if you want to be part of this group, if you want to have my protection,
I mean, what would Shamey and the Shimshans
you know
be
what,
without Shamey?
We can discuss this later.
Yeah, you guys got to go underwater.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What is he gonna do while we're going under the water? And also. Well, are we going to do anything about the boats?
I am guessing that Shimi is going to have a problem with potentially shop owner if he is spotted with those boots. there might be some kind of tracking on them or something. I don't know. I don't know what is available. I know some things that are available, but I don't know everything that goes on in Bear Toggle. I have no control over this town. So we have no freaking idea, but I suspect that the fact that the boots are stuck to his feet has got to do with something to do with the store. Like, it's got to be some kind of protection against theft.
Oh, like some kind of security. Yeah, like an anti-theft measure.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
Do you think, oh, I should maybe, like, go up to Mo and what's her face? Since I can fly?
You know what, though, Shimi? You can't just be flying up and around the town. They're going to see who... if you just fly around, they're going to be like, oh, there's the kid who took the flying... Yeah, but I have my... I don't have those boots on.
You disguise him?
But I'm just... I'm just worried that if... Even if we disguise... Anybody who is flying around might be suspicious at this point. If somebody knocks me out of the sky, they'll... be in trouble, but if they try to knock him out of the sky, he's gonna be all floundering around like a moron who steals way too expensive things.
Show them what's what.
You're right, Shimi.
Oof, this is a pickle. Roscoe's gonna pull Bathwack aside.
Hey, what's up, Roscoe?
Hey, Bathwack.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or? Would it solve a lot of problems if we just fucking killed Shimi?
I can't do this.
I'm surprised you're asking me, Roscoe.
Surprised, like, as in, like, you're like, oh, I didn't realize somebody else might be having the same thought as me.
It hadn't occurred to me to kill Shimi. He's not a bad guy.
Oh, I'm not talking about he's good or he's bad. I'm just looking at the problem the way a ringmaster might look at a faulty circus.
What?
What?
Like, so when the acrobats, you know, missed their catch and dangled by one arm, and then, you know, the act ended and everyone bowed, and then you went back in the back. Did someone die?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I never ran a circus myself, but sometimes you're gonna make business. You gotta make business decisions, you know?
You sound a lot like Will.
Really?
Business decisions?
I mean, I'm coming to you because you are the one that broke the kid's foot, you know?
I know. I didn't really want to do that. I just really wanted the boots.
Yeah.
I was a little... I feel like in that moment I might have taken his foot off to get the boots, but
You're feeling better now.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Then you know what? You passed the test. Great.
Hey, wait, this was a test?
Yeah, guys. What? I think Bathwack's feeling really good. I don't think he's going to hurt anybody.
Oh.
So that's
But
great.
If you ran a circus, Roscoe, and I was in your circus?
No, what I'm saying is, look, I never ran a circus. But when I did see my... love his father running a circus. Sometimes, you know, you look at, well, you got the cast of players, you got the acrobats, you got a couple clowns, you got the
lion tamers.
The lion tamers.
I'm gonna be talking to Shimi while they have their talk.
And then there's like
a juggler.
Yeah, there's a juggler, but then also, there's like an accountant.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I love those acts. Yeah.
All right. Well, if that's genuinely the case, then you might not follow the metaphor. but you know I was just kidding about killing Shimi, right?
It makes more sense now that we're on the other side of the conversation.
Yeah, that happens a lot with me. At the on one side of conversations, people think I'm one thing, but then at the other side of the conversation, people think I'm another.
So,
what?
Shimi is not an acrobat in your circus.
No, Shimi's the accountant, so you love him. Roscoe walks away. Roscoe's had it with Bathway.
Fantastic.
Did you want to talk to Shimi in the meantime? Yeah,
it's just going to be about like making sure he tries to not steal thousands of dollars worth of gold stuff. Of product in gold is what I mean.
Okay, say what you mean.
Materials. All right, fine. He would pull Shimi aside and be like, while they're talking, those weirdos, look at them. What the hell is happening?
Are you jealous, Will?
No, I am not. Yeah. I don't even know who I would be jealous of. Who? Who in that conversation am I jealous
just
of?
Both of them having their own private thing.
We're having our own private thing right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're doing it, because you're jealous.
No.
All right.
Shimi, what is going... Ooh, what is going on? What is this little... You think you know better than me? Aren't you fucking tagging along with me? Aren't you the one that's like, ooh, help me?
What?
I'm getting frustrated with you because you're disobeying. Why? You're not listening. You don't understand where I come from. We don't really tolerate that kind of behavior.
Okay. So what?
You can't just be following me around. You can't be following a professional around and fuck around and cause the law to interfere with us for no reason.
I was fucking around at any point.
Yeah. You're stealing boots that are worth how many thousands?
I stole them for Bathwack. He needed them.
How are we supposed to get out of the town if boots stick to someone's feet and there's some kind... What if there's like some kind of magic they have set up so that
who's
you can't...
Who's going to catch us? The guard?
I was just about to explain something that I was thinking and you interrupted my chain of thought. What I was trying to say... My train of thought. What I was trying to say was that if there is some kind of magic that is already affecting the boots, there might be magic the further you get away from the store. You might not be able to leave the city. You have to fucking think about this stuff. Bathwack! You're having a conversation with Roscoe.
That could be like you're talking about like a ward glyph or something.
Hmm?
Over the table. Yeah, it would be a thing.
Oh, I'm just making magic up. I'm assuming magic can do everything. So I'm
wait.
Just...
So Will, you're saying it might get worse?
We can't hear this conversation. Bathwack, stop!
No, I thought we were there. I just
you're talking to Anna. Bats right now.
I hear this, and Rafina said we could.
I'm trying to explain the circus to you.
Abby.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Delete. Hey, Roscoe. Accountants.
Yeah.
I wanted to come back to that.
I bet you did.
You need to spend like 5 minutes talking about the difference between a circus and a soikus.
Yeah. Right. There is a meaningful distinction.
So what? You want to set some ground rules, some guidelines?
The way that you're talking to me even right now sounds sarcastic. I need a little bit more respect from you.
All right, sir.
Even
I'm
just
sorry.
Like the barest minimum.
No, I understand. Yeah. I think having these boots on, being able to just float away,
makes you a little sassy pants.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to knock you down out of the sky if you try to be sassy and fly away.
I owe you a lot, Will. You got me away from that.
You don't owe me. What? Oh,
Will,
you're here.
Will,
hello.
Will.
What?
Will.
Psst.
What?
Will. Will. I think there is something wrong with Shimi. I think he has an attitude problem from the boots. I think he does. I just look out for it in case there's like a problem that the boots are causing.
I really wanted Rafina to be like, hey, Will, do you think we should just kill Shane?
Oh, man.
Will becomes the only person in the party that's like, what?
Totally.
Oh, my God. That's
damn
amazing.
It.
Oh my God.
No, Abby, some of us have got to actually like
play the game,
play our characters instead of just chasing dumb bits that end up drastically changing the meaning of the characters in the world itself.
Oh, no,
it's almost as like
there's a place for all of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. That's it, Will. Just You're pay right. attention.
I know. Yes.
Because they're
agree.
Magic and they won't come off. They're probably like leaching some sort of chemical into his flesh.
Shimi.
What? Yes, sir?
Why'd you wait? No. None of this false respect, because I know you don't actually mean that.
No, I mean, I want to be a part of this group, and I think you're great, and you have...
Okay, no.
You are, though.
No, what? Stop!
I look up to you.
Oh, my God! Okay, this is embarrassing, and I want... what are you talking about? Accountants? I think I hear accountant conversation. That's what Bernard used to do. This is a stupid conversation. I'm just fucking asking you to stop stealing random expensive shit. Oh,
well, I didn't think it was random, but I see where you're coming from,
but
and I'll
you
try...
you have to go hide somewhere now that while we do this, because you're going to get in trouble. Yes.
That's fine. I could do that.
But can you really?
Yeah.
Rafina will kill you if you don't.
He looks over at Rafina. What's Rafina doing?
I will. What? Will I? Hi.
All right. Yeah, I can see you.
I'm pretending I'm not listening.
Definitely true. I'll bury myself in the hole in the ground and just lay there. Let the worms crawl over me.
The worms. I think that's a great solution. I think that we just, yeah, I think that's perfect. Mm-hmm. So Shimi's taken care of. We deal with the boots later. We don't need them. And Shimi just waits for us to finish whatever we're doing under the... It's a lake?
Yeah.
Well, the lake, it's a dam.
There's
a
river in
dam.
The big part of the city that comes from the dam. And the dam, above the dam, is the lake.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I hope that they have a way to get up there by now. I hope they've finished the building of the... semi-permanent scaffolding or whatever the heck they were building.
Oh, yeah. So let's get out of here.
Like, knowing I'm going under a lake, I feel like I should be wearing something else.
Breathe underwater, Will.
Yeah.
But his clothes can't.
Yeah, my clothes cannot. They might not survive a trip under a lake. What's under a lake? How much, like, muck... and like leaves, maybe.
Let's get him some bathing pajamas.
Yeah.
Also, think of all the things you're breathing in that water.
Yeah. Like, what happens when you get out of the water? Does the stuff get out of your lungs, or will I have algae and debris at the bottom of my lungs for the rest of my life?
And leaves, maybe.
Sticks?
Ugh. That would happen
dead
last time.
Dead fish? Dead people?
I suddenly just picture Will with a dead fish sticking out of his mouth.
Oh, I'm breathing it in.
Breathe it in!
Breathe it in! Nobody will understand
nope.
that joke.
Sorry, listeners.
Jack
that's a Jack Fox reference.
Roscoe emerges from his room wearing a one-piece swimsuit.
Yeah, I was.
Yes! What are they called? Are they called? They're bathing pajamas. They're what are they called? There's a thing.
I'm just gonna get a pair of flippers.
That's it.
Yeah, he's naked. Otherwise,
one for your dick, one for your asshole.
Rafina's wearing a bikini under her clothes.
Love that.
And I just remembered that I said that because I listened to that episode just now.
So yeah, that'll be the last thing we establish this episode. What is everybody?
Oh my gosh.
Is everybody geared up knowing that you're gonna be spending some time underwater?
Roscoe is slathering himself in mustard as if he was going to the beach.
Amazing.
I like how the mustard turned into like this. It was like this mystery, and now it's just ever present.
Yeah.
All over your body. Amazing.
Yep. Hey, and he's going to ask Will, like, can you get my back? Oh, wait. Sorry. I thought you were Rafina. Rafina, will you get my back?
Sure. I pull out a baster and I suck some of it off a shoulder and I squirt it again on the other shoulder where there wasn't some mustard. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have one shoulder with mustard on it. Do you want the other shoulder?
I'll take care of it later.
Oh my god.
Owen, here's your back.
I need to know what people are. Are people just wearing their normal stuff?
Oh, yeah, because.
Yeah. Okay. I have my bikini on.
Right.
I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah, I guess so. Everything I've got. Crap. I'm going to leave my rations in the hotel room.
Okay.
Right.
Your rations? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to. Like, Will's going to want his bag.
I'm leaving my playing cards.
Yep.
I'm leaving my Tinder box. And my torches. I think.
Your DS light.
Put them on top of the fridge.
I think everything else, maybe I'm going to try to wrap really carefully if I can to try to keep water out of it. Mm-hmm. There must be some way to do that.
Okay. I can't imagine that I have anything that's not waterproof, but I should check.
I'm just going to decide as we go what Roscoe brought. Is that okay, Eric?
Yep.
You serious?
I just more wanted to get a picture of what people look like. It sounds like mostly people are just wearing their stuff. Will can look however he wants.
Well, yeah. I'm
Are you naked?
No, I'm not naked.
But you look like you're clothed?
That's hilarious. No, he...
Good.
Yeah, that's very funny. No, I think that he just isn't wearing his jacket. He isn't wearing his tie thing. He is just wearing his shirt, a vest, pants, and his shoes. But he's like really sad because he knows he's he knows. But he's leaving. He has a lot of nice stuff. Uh-huh. He's gonna have to leave it behind, I guess.
Oh God, it will.
Yeah, Shimi, you're gonna have to like take it up to the. Aren't you going up to Mo? Did we decide on
you
that?
You said I shouldn't fly.
Yeah, that's right. Or you could fly like outside.
I think I should probably just stay here.
Yeah.
Are we all paid up?
Yeah,
I was wondering about that.
Probably. Anyway, yeah. It's not worth worrying about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll pay. I'll just pay. I'll pay again while I go there.
Yeah, 40 more days.
All right.
Okay. And does Will look like he's not wearing his coat?
Yes. Okay. He's being like honest with what he's wearing. He knows it would be ridiculous to be fully clothed, but he still is fully clothed, basically.
He's rolled up his sleeves.
He's always extra clothed, so now he's just fully clothed.
Right. This is the nudest you've ever seen, Will. And where are you guys going?
Yeah, we don't actually know where we're going.
Well, we're at the base of the dam still. We're on that bottom floor, right? Correct. Tier of
and
things.
And that's what she said, right? The river at the base of the dam. The Thalia.
Yeah, that's
lady.
What I thought. Right where the river runs up into the, like, up against the dam. There's some kind of way in. Hopefully it'll be obvious once we get there.
So you're just going to go right into the river and then just walk up the river?
We're going to get there and see.
Yeah,
I was going to maybe go up the bank.
Yeah.
Wait, let me look at the map.
Right. Because the map, I don't know if it's specific enough to like show how much space there is on the side, but like I figure we would walk through the town until we get closer to the dam.
Everywhere you've seen, the town is kind of up above the river, and then you can like go down to the river edge itself.
I mean, we could pick a bank, like the west or east bank of the river.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the eastern side right now. That's where the hotel is.
We're on the eastern side?
So, yeah, we're here at the hotel on the eastern side. So there are a few crossing points on a few bridges and things along the river.
Okay.
So we could just walk up the eastern side of the river toward the dam. And as we get closer, hopefully it'll start to become a little more clear where we need to go.
Cool.
As we're walking, I think Will would kind of like nervously be like talking to Rafina about that giant worm cavern we were in. Just like, isn't it weird the fact that under the Sooty Gang's house, there was like a worm situation, right? It's weird. I don't remember giant worms. Do I? Do I remember them from last life, other world?
No.
Yeah. I never knew about giant worms and why are they everywhere? And why are they here?
The world is full of many wonderful, curious things that we've never seen before. But also, it seemed pretty evil, too. So I don't like it.
You know, the world is... What?
Well, I was created evilly. I don't know if the worm was evil or if the thing that propelled it to make that hole was evil. I don't know.
Whoa. Wait, like, is it different from the other worm that, like, helped us? I thought it was, I mean, so there's, like, evil worms and then also helpful worms that get good people like us out of jail?
I don't know. I think there could have been some like guy, evil person thing that forced, that compelled it to evilly dig an evil hole. Mm. It could be like a slave worm.
Well, then would the worm itself be evil then, Rafina?
No, that's what I'm saying. Mm. But there was something unwholesome about the hole.
But, I mean, maybe the hole was there. Maybe the worm was just passing by. And then the city gang occupied it later.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
So you,
hey, you guys want to learn about worms?
Yes.
Everything you need to know is in this book.
It's what? Called
The Joy of Insects.
A worm, but Will wouldn't know. Damn it!
Worms are annelids. So walking down the street, and you look up, and there's a window open, and Shimi's like, "Worms or insects?" So yeah, you guys are walking up the bank, having these idle conversations. Preparing
idle.
For this.
That's a big revelation.
Idle. Are you kidding?
Like, I didn't. Will did not know, idle, and I-D-O-L. I don't think I did either.
Idle.
That the
we're talking about the, my worm idle.
Yeah, that exactly. The wormhole is bad. Like, so was it different from the other worm that you talked to?
I'm not going to implicate a worm to be evil. I just feel like it was created in unhealthy, unwholesome circumstances.
I'm the only reason I'm asking, you know, Rafina, I don't like worms, but the thing is, I'm very worried that there's this giant fucking hole really close to this dam. And what if there are like more worms happening? What if there are, what if there are giant worms under the lake?
What's... Oh, you're worried that like, if we just poke a tiny hole, that the entire place will flood. That makes me very happy. I would love for there to be no reason for that dam. Ha ha.
Rafina, are you sure you're not a serial killer?
No, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I know now.
But I'm pretty sure that I'm not.
Okay.
Also,
all right.
I would like to remind you that a giant worm did save us in that jail.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was okay. It was like our friend. And then you're saying that this is an evil worm. And now I'm like, okay, evil worms, evil entities,
Roscoe,
under the lake.
Did you hear what I said about the worms? And did I call the worm evil?
I only listened enough to know that I wanted to make a pun about...
Okay, fine. Bathwack, did you hear me tell Will about the worms? Just now.
Just now? Yes.
No one was listening.
That you think
Rafina,
that the,
I was
you
listening.
Think that the worm was somehow, you think somehow the tunnel came about by evil means somehow.
Yes. And not necessarily whether it's that the worm was evil.
Whether it's the worm who is evil or...
Maybe they've been bred to be evil, and that's not their fault.
But do you think we were rescued by an evil worm when we were locked up in the prison?
I loved Uncle Methugnyargurger. Methugnyargurger.
So maybe the worm, you know, maybe there are all manner of worms underneath the earth. Or the.
I think we could do this for hours and Aaron can go to sleep.
So wait, you think that some greater force... could have controlled a worm to do its bidding somehow.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, anything is possible in this weird, strange bear toggle.
And that's what we were here. Oh, shit. That's what we were hearing about. This is the whole situation. That's what we're heading into. Is that, like, there's a force that's keeping the anglerfish down at the bottom and, like, using its power to make a dragon or something. That's what we've heard. This is really bad, you guys. What are we doing here? I'm a businessman.
I don't like that. I don't like thinking about that. I don't think that makes any sense. I think probably the worm was just a worm, and we're just going to go free a fish from like a broken aquarium or something.
I think we should focus on it like that too.
Roscoe, did you drink the potion yet?
Oh, I left that back at the hotel.
Okay, well, go back and get it because you're about to drown.
As I'm just kidding. Roscoe didn't leave it at the hotel, but he does offer all of you mustard to put on your skin if you want some.
In addition,
does it help with sunburn?
You have some on my wrist, so I think
you get some on your wrist. That's not, I mean, that's not enough.
It's just gonna tell you what time it is. That's it.
So you guys are talking about mustard as you're walking up the east bank of the river, the dam looming higher and higher over you. It's early morning. The sun is just broken the horizon line. You can see off to the right a little bit. People are hard at work at the scaffolding. It hasn't got completely connected. It looks like there's a little bit coming down from the top as well. They haven't quite yet met up in the middle, but it looks like maybe by the end of the day, there'll be some sort of a structure that connects the top of the dam to the bottom. But that's not your concern right now. Mm-hmm. Your concern is the river. So you know, near the base of the dam itself, and you can see there's like this spillway that's pouring down into the river below. There's a little stairway that would be able to lead you down to the river itself, and it's sort of a roiling, bubbling mess where the spillway is sort of letting water out into the river itself, and you could all start to dip your little piggies into the water. Mm. Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Mm. Oh, yay! Yay!
Crazy.
Wow.
D&D.
We're gonna do it. We got to where we're going.
I know, I never thought we would get here.
No events even happened, so...
Hey, you rolled for uneventful.
I'm pretty sure that we've never spent an entire day and night doing nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Roscoe didn't do nothing. He single-handedly spearheaded a campaign to find this missing kid.
That was really nice.
And planted the idea to murder Jimmy.
Yeah, that's great.
Which I guess was a test. Maybe.
It was just a test. It was to make sure that Bathwick hadn't backslidden into his weird, obsessed ways.
Are you a sponsor?
I know, I loved it.
Roscoe is happy to be anybody's sponsor about anything.
That's great. Even things he shouldn't be someone's sponsor for.
Oh, yeah, no, he just loves being people's sponsor.
Water.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen down there?
I don't know.
I guess I have to write it.
What were you thinking we were going to do?
I had something written that I couldn't do because of things that happen. It'll probably happen later.
Oh, my God.
See, I think that Eric has a lot of things written that...
Sure.
Might have happened in
Let's go with
previous
that.
Episodes that
so much content that I've created. Just laying You've fallow.
Done it to yourself. Whoa.
Hey, this is the magic of D&D.
I keep imagining that you think we're gonna do something and then we end up hanging out and talking for an entire episode.
I like hanging out and talking, but now action will happen, and I hope that we do get to do whatever the heck you did plan.
It'll happen. Don't worry.
I don't even know what it is. So.
I know you don't.
Obviously.
I'll figure it out. No biggie.
Hmm. I wonder how it... Where did it derail?
It was you.
It was me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, bah! No.
Was it the secret part?
No.
It was flying off with the crowns, probably. Uh-huh.
Oh no, I'm crown.
Sorry. You don't have to be sorry. It's all good.
No, but that's you did what Will would do.
Yeah. D&D.
Being a control freak.
Do whatever you want.
I liked how frustrated Will sounded when he was like, I don't control this town.
Yeah.
I know.
Yet.
Yep. Well, he's just, that's the whole thing. He's so used to control at this point. He's having a midlife crisis.
Who's doing the next recap?
It's me. I'm terrified. My notes are terrible. My notes are awful.
Recap that glorious mess of a session.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Accountants.
In because of
our killing Shimi.
Microphones. What else happened?
Will's conscience.
Pretty intoxicated.
All right. Well.
have to close this before KT sees the whisper that Roscoe sent me.
The whisper. Ooh.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.